On Sunday, we went on the inland tour. I had almost elected to forego this tour because two of the five major stops were Penang Hill, up the climbing railway, and the big Buddhist temple which I had visited earlier. However, there were the botanical gardens and reservoir. There was the visit to the Buddhist Association, and still another visit to a Buddhist temple of the reclining Buddha, which I had not seen. And at this point, I thought I wanted to see them. I had wanted to go to church in Georgetown on Sunday morning, but the only church services scheduled were at 10 o'clock, and the departure on the tour was also at 10 o'clock, so I was unable to make it. There was a 6 o'clock evening service at the Georgetown Baptist Church, but I was not able to make that either. I've forgotten what the complication was. As it turned out, Sunday was a rainy day, and we had to cancel out one of our stops. Fortunately, the one to the big temple, which I had already visited. We spent quite a lot of time up on the hilltop, but it was rainy, and it was not nearly as enjoyable as it had been the first day there. I had enjoyed the Penang Hill so much that I think I would have enjoyed it a second time almost as much had the weather been good. But Sunday was just a rainy day all day, off and on, spitting around, and while it was warm enough that we could afford to be out in it and got a little bit damp, it did take a lot of the fun out. Monday's tour was one of the highlights. I recommended to the R&R people that if they could, they set these tours up earlier in the 4 days there, especially that this around the island tour be set, if at all possible, the day after arrival, and in no instance later than the second day after arrival, so that the R&R people could see what the entire island was like as a starter, and then fit the pieces into it as time went on. Again, we left at 10 o'clock in the morning, and if you have had a chance to study the map, we departed from Georgetown, which is on a little jetty of sorts on the eastern side of the island. You might almost think of this as a diamond-shaped island, and we were on the eastern tip of the diamond. We headed down south, and one of our first stops was at a place called the Snake Temple. A friend of mine, an Army LC, whom I had got fairly well acquainted with, had visited this earlier on his own and had spoken very highly of it. The Snake Temple has, for some reason, attracted pit vipers. I do not know why the snakes have come there, but once they get inside the temple, the fragrance of the incense that's burned, and incense was burning in quantity every place I visited, every temple I visited, the fragrance of the incense is somewhat like a narcotic to these snakes. And during the daytime, they're curled around rafters and around just about everything in the temple. Some of the people went outside the temple and had pictures taken with three or four of the vipers curled around their neck. Now, I was not afraid to do this. I just found it rather repulsive. And while even some of the girls were participating in this, I somehow didn't care to have a picture of me with these snakes around my neck or in my hands. I was not afraid to do so, but I just didn't want to do so. I was a little bit surprised when Shirley MacDowell had her picture taken with these, and so did her husband, Gary. I might comment on Shirley and Gary in the sense that they were my favorite people among our troop. Gary's a PFC, an Air Force brat, and Shirley... manager of the Officers Club at Craig Air Force Base.
A lot of people are looking for...
A lot of people are looking for a good, funny movie. And it's hard to find a movie that both...
enjoy.
There were cabins for rent down at this place, air-conditioned cabins with three separate bedrooms, two beds per room. The entire cabin, with cooking facilities, was renting for 25 Malaysian dollars a day. Now, divide that by three and you get 833. Imagine three people living there, or even if you wanted to double up, six people living there, and this would be a seashore cottage for a little more than a dollar a piece. It would be a little out of the way. While there was a good restaurant, it would be a good place for a rest and a rest only. The trip back to town would be by bus. I think about 60 cents, 20 cents, which wouldn't break anyone up. But it would be a little bit inflexible in its variations. The next leg of our trip, circle the southern tip. This is quite mountainous. The road climbed up fairly high into the mountains, and we stopped several times for photographers to take pictures. This again was very scenic. It's so obvious that this huge area could not be maintained. It's just beautiful without any help. It's always green. The flowers are there. Not as much flowers as trees with blossoms on it. They're there as they're everywhere. We went on around the island, stopping at various places, and one of the most interesting places to me was a redevelopment area. This was a fishing village, a big fishing village, where government housing had been built. The houses were on stilts. I'm not quite sure why. I don't think it was for protection from water. I think it was probably an economy move. And also, well, perhaps more importantly, a need to build houses the way the people who would be living in them would have built them had they been building them. They were on stilts with a covered area, with an open area downstairs, sort of an open air living room of sorts, a relatively small kitchen that was bricked in on a portion. The upstairs had two bedrooms. We were told that these houses are rented to these fishermen and their families for 15 Malaysian dollars a month. This is $5 a month. While you might say they were row houses, they were built far enough apart that each house had a something of a yard. There was running water and there was electricity in each place. I don't think there was plumbing, but I may be wrong on that. We came next to the Golden Sand Beach, and this is where I had my only swim here in the ocean. It was really quite a nice beach. While the sand was not as white nor as fine as the Panama City area, it was certainly a beautiful beach and a good beach by anyone's standards. From there, we came pretty much back down the coast. By the way, the Golden Sand Beach is at the northern tip of the island, pretty much at the point of the diamond. And the road from there back to Georgetown is the road of nice dwellings. Some of these houses were really quite nice, and my Army Lieutenant Colonel friend Lou told me he had checked some of these out, and many of them were available at quite reasonable purchase prices. At, I think he said, 25,000 Malaysian dollars, which would bring some of these down into the $8,000 or $9,000 bracket of U.S. dollars. This is the sort of thing at home which would certainly be up above the $15,000 or $16,000 bracket, and in many of them I would have placed them on up in the 20s. I might comment on the food here. On Friday night, I ate at the E&O, had a fish dinner. I've forgotten the exact name of it, but the sole was prepared a little bit like pompano in a paper bag, and was really quite tasty. On Saturday night, I went to the Royal Steakhouse, which is between my hotel and downtown, meaning I was going from north to south on Penang Drive, about 7 or 10 minutes from the hotel. And I had here what's called a Yokohama steak. The way it's prepared is really quite exciting. They put a bib on you because it's served on such a hot platter that it's steaming, practically smoking, as if it's going to burst into flames for about 5 minutes, and you have to be very careful in eating it, not burn yourself. Sunday night, I steaked again, but this time at our own hotel. I wanted to compare the E&O Yokohama steak with the Royal Steakhouse Yokohama, and it compared very favorably. In fact, I could have taken all of my meals at the E&O and have done real well. The Yokohama steak at the E&O was $6.50. In other words, $2.17. And this is the sort of thing back home that you pay $4 or $5 for. Monday night, the last night there, the R&R people hosted us at a satay party, S-A-T-A-Y. Satay is the name of local food. It's beef or chicken. This was beef prepared in very small strips on a very tiny, not much larger than a toothpick size skewer that's about as long, it's about a foot long. You dip these in various sauces, a hot sauce, a sweet sauce, These were reputed to be hot, but I didn't find the sauce hot enough to bother me at all. Oh, I guess one must eat 20 or so of these little skewered meats to get the meat he wants for a reasonably good meal. There were other things I won't comment about right now. My lunches may surprise you a little bit. I normally manage to get down to a dairy place for a lunch of a double thick malted milk, coffee or chocolate milk. I even stopped by after the satay party Monday night and had a banana split before returning to my hotel and packing. The trip back yesterday was relatively unexciting. We left there at a few minutes after 9. We got here a few minutes after 12, involving a change of time, a 30-minute change of time. I was actually back at my quarters as early as 3 o'clock with my mail and so on. I can't imagine a better place for a restful vacation than the island of Penang. This may even be a good place to live, though it's so far removed from the United States that I don't think I would be happy there for a prolonged period of time. I think perhaps the island of Penang would be a little bit like the island of Hawaii. It would be nice for a while. It would be an excellent place for a family vacation. Far less expensive than Hawaii for a family vacation.